The views presented today are those of Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances and do not necessarily represent the views of Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Have confidence facing financial decisions and learn the steps that are right for you. Join us for the next 30 minutes as certified financial planner Crystal Langdon helps make finances crystal clear.
Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes as we provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence facing those key financial decisions. Well, today I want to share a little sneak peek about what I'm going to be speaking about on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock on a Facebook Live. I have been asked to speak at the Rise and Thrive Virtual Summit. And if you've been paying attention to anything that's been going on to Facebook, you know there are a lot of different virtual summits that are popping up all over the place, which provide a great avenue where we can provide encouragement, where we can provide insight, especially in the area of finances, which is such an area where there's a lot of fear right now. And when they asked me to speak, I thought, well, gee, there's just so much as a certified financial planner that I could talk about, but I wanted to dial it in and say, what would be the most practical, the most helpful piece of information that I could provide? And it all boils down to making sure individuals have the right money mindset when it comes to their finances. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how to have the right mindset when it comes to finances, because I firmly believe that you become wealthy in your mind long before it ever shows up into your checking account, because what we think actually drives our behavior. When we believe a certain way, it causes an action that we do, and that action brings a result, and that result reinforces what we believe, and we go in this cycle. Now, there can be a negative cycle of that. You can believe that, gee, nothing ever works out right for you, and then when you do something and it fails, or perceived failure, and it doesn't work out the way you want it, you could say, see, nothing ever works out right for me. And that reinforces that belief. So the next time you try, you don't try as hard. And it's just a self-fulfilling prophecy. Well, folks, it works the same exact way when it comes to finances. We can live self-fulfilling prophecies by our actions that we take if we believe the right things. And you know me, I am very much faith-based. I believe the word of God. And as you think, right? And out of the mouth comes the abundance of your heart, and what you're speaking and what you're saying reflects in what you actually do, and it brings forth fruit. So I want to be thinking the right things. I want to be thinking I'm the head and not the tail, above only and not underneath. I want to be thinking about the fact that it says in God's word that he has given us, which means all of us, the ability to create wealth. The problem is a lot of times people don't know how to unlock that wealth within them. And so before I forget, I want to remind you, if you go to our website at crystalclearfinances.com, right on the front page, you can download for free a hidden wealth analyzer. And I created this because on all these virtual summits that I'm speaking at, there seems to be this common denominator of, Crystal, I don't know how to find what I'm good at. I don't know how to unlock the wealth that's within me. It's easy for you to say, Crystal, because you have a successful business of over 20 years. But you know what? There were times when I didn't have the right mindset. And so I created this hidden wealth analyzer. I put it up on the website. It's for all of you. Just go to the website, download it, and then answer the questions. It actually walks you through what I believe are some thought-provoking questions about yourself so that you can find where your hidden talents are, and talents used with skill and anointing can create value to people's lives, and that value, people will pay for value. So I encourage you to go to crystalclearfinances.com, download that, and use it. Now, let's talk a little bit about these wealthy mindsets, because as I mentioned, I've struggled in the past where I didn't have the right mindset. I remember, so this is full transparency here between me, you, and the rest of the world and the podcast we have, but I remember when I was about 13 years old and I lived in Oklahoma, And I had received from my parents the most beautiful yellow furniture. It had like this wicker basket light. It had lights in the headboard of my bed. It had a little desk that I could work on. It had bookshelves. It was, hey, I was all that. And a bag of chips. It was beautiful. I remember I would come home from school every day and I would just want to go and sit in my room because it was so pretty and I loved it. A few years later, not even a few years, within a year, we had moved up to New York. And when we moved to New York, because as a family, we went through a season of feast or famine, they were in a famine type. And I remember my mother asking me, she's telling me that it was my sister's birthday and there was not a lot of resources. Could she have my yellow furniture since it matched her room in this new house that we were in? And being the older sister and wanting to please, I said, yeah, sure. And I know that sounds so silly, but I shed a few tears of that when I was little, not when I was older, but when I was little, and then went on my way and never thought that that experience impacted me at all. Now, fast forward with me until I am already married 20 years, have 3 children, everything's fine. And I remember one day, it was on my 20th wedding anniversary, my husband got down on his knee and he re-proposed to me. And it was the most beautiful thing ever. I remember him reaching into his pocket, pulling out a new engagement ring because I had lost mine 7 years into the marriage. The stone had fallen out. And we were at a place back then where we couldn't replace the stone. We needed to focus on more important things like food, shelter, electricity, right? All those things. So when he re-proposed, gave me a new engagement ring, it was such a wonderful time in my life, a beautiful ring. And I remember seeing it. He put it on my finger and then we went inside. And I remember that night taking it off and putting it in my jewelry box and not wearing it again. And I remember my husband a few days later came to me and he said, did I do something wrong? Do you not like this engagement ring, this beautiful diamond that I bought you? And I said, are you kidding me? I love this diamond. And he says, well, then why don't you wear it? And I stood there in the kitchen with him and I thought about that. And it was the first time in my life that I realized, well, the reason I wasn't wearing the ring was because I was hiding it because I was afraid that if someone saw that I had something so beautiful, they would take it from me. And I thought, you know, that, and I told George that. And even as I said it, I thought, you're an adult. You've been married for 20 years. You're established. It's okay for you to have nice things. What's the deal here? And as I began to realize what had happened is I began to pray, Lord, where are those thoughts coming from that make me hide savings accounts, make me hide anything that I have? I don't take pictures of my home. I don't take pictures of anything that's really near and dear to me, lest somebody see it and want to take it. Where does that come from? And I realized I went all the way back to my earliest childhood memory, and losing that furniture taught me that then you hide anything good you have or others will take it. Now, once I realized that, I began to apply it in my life and realized, yep, that's true. I never take pictures. I never share anything. I never express and share the joy I have of life in my family, the home God has blessed me with anyone, not even my cute little puppy. Because of that irrational belief that had happened as a child. Once I removed that, well, if you went on my Facebook Live or if you went into my Instagram under Crystal Langdon, you would see, even today, I posted a picture of me running with my puppy. I love to run. I'm training for a marathon at the end of this year at New York City. I've already been approved. Please, God, let them still have it. And I went running with my puppy and posted it because I'm not afraid anymore. So here's my question to you. What are those irrational fears that you have in relation to money that literally are impacting the way you see and believe things? Because they are impacting you, whether you realize it or not. Now, what I would do is just take a piece of paper, sit down, and ask yourself those questions. When it comes to finances, what is my earliest childhood memory? And it can be a good memory. It can be a not so good memory. Whatever it is, this is not blaming any parent or anything. This is just saying, hey, what did I see modeled in front of me? And how did I let it model me now? Because you might be modeling it for your children too. And if it's not a healthy mindset, oh goodness, oh, good golly, Miss Molly, is what I've been saying lately, is if we could just understand that unlocking the wrong mindsets that we have when it comes to wealth, if we just say, you know what, I'm going to get rid of them, identify them, see how they flow in our money, follow the money trail that they've put in our path, we can see, we'll unlock it and put new patterns in place. You know, I had a really good friend, and he grew up on an Indian reservation. And I remember him telling stories after we had sat down and we had done some financial counseling. He had been to some of our financial boot camps that we do and conferences. And he had said, Crystal, this so set me free, because as a child living on the reservation, I would go out and I would find in dumpsters things that people threw away, whether it was a chair that was missing a leg. But hey, I could figure out how to rig it up in a way that the chair would still work, and I would bring it home. I would find things, and that's what I would use for my toys. Well, to this day, well, not to today, day, but up until that point when he talked with me and heard this teaching on wealthy mindsets, discovering what in your past is holding you back. Well, he said what he used to do is he would be driving home from work, and then see something that someone had thrown on the side of the road, so that pretty much meant it was garbage. And he would put it in the back of his truck and he'd bring it home and his garage. He couldn't even park his cars in it because it was so stacked with stuff. His house was getting like a pack rat, kind of so much stuff there you couldn't move. And the freedom that came when he realized that his belief from childhood that there would never, ever be enough, and that he needed to take hand-me-downs and he needed to take broken things and he needed to save, save, save because he might not have enough. When he walked through that, he was literally able to go through his garage, clean it out, which was a sore spot for his wife, clean out his house, and walk in a freedom of knowing there is enough. If I need it, I will find a way to generate money to buy a chair that has all four legs. If I need it, I can go buy a generator. These things, I will create the wealth needed, because we all have the skill set. And now he was able to move forward. So my question again to you would be, what are things or habits or things that you are doing on a consistent basis that are so contrary to making sense when it comes financially? And you know where I'm heading, and we're going to get there. But let me give you one more story, because I think this is so powerful. Many times when we look at finances, we think that we're making independent decisions, right? And what we're really doing is making decisions based on our belief. So a gentleman came to me after one of my conferences and said, Crystal, you've saved my marriage. That is always a great thing to hear. Perfect thing after you're speaking. I was thrilled. I could see there were tears in his eyes. I could see who I assumed, and it was his wife, standing right next to him. And as I began to listen to their story, because I said, well, help me understand, he began to share how as a child, he had been in a situation where he had been in an accident. He had had some deformities that had come from it, been in significant amount of pain, and was not able to do what many high schoolers are allowed to do, which is participate in sports and to do a lot of fun things where you really, it helps your self-image, it helps your belief in yourself. A lot of those character-building moments he missed out on. But he always held on to that fact. It's okay, though, because I know that someday when I go to college, I'm going to have enough resources to do it because I have this settlement. So he studied, he applied himself, he got to the place where he's ready to go to college. He gets the college acceptance letter that, yes, this is the college for him. And his parents sit down and tell him that the money is gone. All the money is gone. Everything that he had won in this settlement, everything that was his, had been used. Now, I'm not getting into the rights, the wrongs, the whole thing of it, but what I can tell you was the man who stood in front of me was one crushed individual who had counted on that money from somebody he had trusted to take care of it, and now it was gone. And he said, I never thought of the correlation from that day. He says, but here's what was driving the fight between me and my wife that was at the crux of why they were headed for divorce. Is he began to share that he would not allow his paycheck to be direct deposited. And this is back when you had a choice on that. He said, I wanted the paper check. I would go to the bank every payday and I would cash the check. And I always, before I made it home, whether it was I bought pizza, I went out to eat, I got a new pair of sneakers, I did something I wanted to, I bought a new TV, I always bought something, even if it just sat in the corner when I got home and I never really used it. And we couldn't figure out why this habit, I couldn't shake it. But now I'm understanding that my thought pattern was this. If I'm going to have money and I'm going to lose it, which obviously I must going, that's the experience I have, that I'll lose anything that's mine. Well, then I'm going to be the one that's going to lose it for me. He says, but now I understand. Now I realize that this was an irrational fear. It was a situation that I grew up with my parents that is so different than my wife who loves me. And I'm sure his parents loved him. There's a whole nother side of the story, I'm sure. But in here he was in this relationship, acting out his belief system from a childhood. How many of you listening here today have habits that are, whether they're bringing you to the brink of I was going to say bankruptcy, maybe bankruptcy, but of divorce, that are causing financial stress in the home and you just can't figure out why you can't shake it? Again, I'm going to go back to the fact that we can become wealthy or poor in our minds first, and then it shows up in our bank accounts. So what are those mindsets, those memories that have been, you have been carrying with you that are causing you to act and react in certain ways that literally can be robbing you of your future? Now, I'm going to take a quick 30-second break, but when I come back, I want to bring this all the way around to what we're walking through right now with this COVID virus, with everything that's going on, and the way that you are looking at this and any fear that might be coming on you, that you are feeling paralyzed. I want to talk about that when we get back from our commercial break, because it's so important. You've got three choices, and I want to make sure that you have the guidance and the support and the encouragement to make the right choice.
Social distancing requires that we're home with ourselves and our loved ones. During this time, one of the best places to go is back to your roots, spiritually, emotionally, relationally, and yes, financially. Learn how to get back to the roots on how money really works at our online Establishing Financial Freedom webinar on Wednesday, May 20th at 6 p.m. Rediscover what it's important to do financially and why. Call Crystal Clear Finances today at 518-433-7181 or register online at crystalclearfinances.com.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and such a pleasure to be here with you. I am excited about what God is doing in our country. And you might say, Crystal, how can you say that? I think we're supposed to wear masks. Masks? Is that an actual word? Masks? I know I'm not wearing a mask because I'm properly social distancing myself. But I tell you what, I am not going to let a fear mindset come into my life. And I'm not going to surrender and just lay down and play dead and not think for myself. I'm also not going to take the second choice that's out there, which is, oh, I'm just going to freeze and I'm going to wait for everything to go back the way it is. Because folks, it's not going to go back the way it is. I'm going to take the third choice, right? First choice is surrender and just swallow everything that's being told you out there, which we know is not right. See the bigger picture, people. The second thing that we know we can do is we can just freeze and wait for someone in a white horse to come save us and things to go back to the way it was. We know that's not true. So the third choice we have is that we must advance. And how do we advance? We set our mindsets correctly. And if we are carrying the baggage that has told us with money that there'll never be enough, we're never gonna prosper, we're not, what we put our hand to doesn't ever work. If we believe all those lies, then the result will be in accordance. It will become a self-fulfilling prophecy. But if we will One of the things you can do, go to crystalclearfinances.com and download the Hidden Wealth Analyzer. If you will begin to recognize where you have wealth, the capabilities that you have, if you will begin to look at things differently, identify the things that are holding you back and say, oh, that's an irrational way that I operate. Why don't I open my eyes and begin to see the opportunities in front of me? And that's what I want to encourage you today. I want to let you know that despite everything that's going on, despite how you may feel alone right now, first of all, you're not alone. Second of all, there is actually opportunity in here. Now, there are some people that say, well, Crystal, yeah, there is opportunity, because those who created a safe tank, like you always talk about, well, they're ready and they're putting money in the market right now and buying everything low. Don't give up. If you are in that place where you say, I wish I had done what you had asked me to in the past. I wish I had sat down with you and learned how to create green tanks of savings that aren't impacted by the world we're walking through today. It's okay. We can still start now, so the next time something happens, you're ready. Because here's the deal. These things happen over and over and over. We have black swan events. We have pullbacks in the economies. We do have riots sometimes. We have all kinds of things that happen in our world. This too shall pass. And once we get over this, here's the bad news or good news, depending on how you want to look at it. There's going to be something else that eventually is going to come. And here's the great news about it. You can prepare for that. So if you are in a position right now where you say, Crystal, oh, I can't believe it. I was so busy running my life, throwing money in my 401k and just trying to survive that I kept pushing off what you asked me to do about building those green tanks of savings. And now I'm not ready. I can't pull money out of it to help meet my bills. I can't pull money out of it to invest while the market's down. I'm discouraged. Well, we're going to stop right there. We're not going to be discouraged. What we are going to do is I would encourage you to give our office a call at 518-433-7181, and let's get you prepared for the next event that's going to happen, right? It comes in cycles, and what works nice is now you see the proof of why it was needed. Now you know why. Now you know what we were talking about when it was all sunny and everything was fine, and everyone's like, why would I put money in a savings account? Blah, 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 blah. Well, now we're going to put one together for you. And we'll work together as a team, right? We'll sit down. We'll find out where you're at right now, where you want to go. We'll put everything in place together, walk through it, you and I and our team here at Crystal Clear Finances, and we'll get you ready for the next time we go through this cycle. So don't be discouraged. Don't give up, but don't delay either, because we want to start now. You want to start during this crisis. And I hate saying that, because I feel like every time I say it, it just approves that we're in crisis. In this time that we're in right now as a country, as we're finding our way through our challenges, let me just put it that way. This is a good time where you can be learning. You can be putting together a plan so that as resources come, you're ready to implement it. I met with a gentleman via Zoom the other day, and he and his wife, they said, you've talked about this green tank. How does it work? We sat down, we customized one for him, and then we said, okay, we're going to put this in place in June or July, the latest, because that's when they felt like, okay, we'll be through this challenge. The money from the job will become more steady. I want to implement it now. So they're all set. They've got a plan in place. And as soon as the resources come, they can pull the trigger and begin to walk into it and start saving so that they're ready for the next time. Now, if that's you, then you need to give us a call and we'll sit down and do that together. But you might be saying, but Crystal, I did listen to you. I did have my green tank ready, and I want to begin to see things through the eyes of the opportunity. And that's why this mindset is so important, because if you believe everything bad always happens to you, you're never ready, it's never going to work, then you're going to get stuck there and not take the opportunity to learn and get everything in place for next time. For those of you who want to see the opportunity, who are ready for that, I want you to think about the market. I want you to think about the fact that we were over 29,000 points in the market, and then we went all the way down to 18,005, and now we're back up around 23 when I'm recording this, between 23 and 24,000. So we, in my opinion, we are coming around the corner and heading back in the right direction. So to me, now I look at it and say, so the market's on sale. Why wouldn't I want to take advantage of it? Now, understand, I cannot give a recommendation over the radio. I do not know your personal situation. But if there is a place where you are, if you are in a place, I should say, where there is food on the table, your lights are on, your mortgage is being paid, there's gas in your car, and you're able to meet your monthly bills, and you happen to have extra money because, hey, you're not spending as much in gas going to and from work. Hey, there's extra money because you're not going out to eat, you're not blowing it on all those other things you were blowing it on. Well, maybe now might be a great time that we could sit down. We could talk about a Roth and letting money go in and grow tax-free. We could talk about a joint account maybe with you and your loved one. We can talk about different areas where you can begin to invest while the market's on sale. So a lot of times people are giving me questions and they're saying, but Crystal, with the market on sale, where would I put the money? Well, once again, I'm going to go back to my disclosure because my compliance department, yep, they do listen to my radio show. I'm sure they get a chuckle every now and then, but I cannot give a recommendation on the radio. But what I can do is recommend that you call us. Let's sit down together. Let's talk about what type of investment vehicle you should put it in, whether it's a Roth IRA, if you qualify, or an IRA, a traditional IRA, whether it should be in a joint account, an individual account, a transfer on death account. There's a lot of different vehicles out there that we can put you in. But just remember, they're just vehicles, right? They just are these little containers that hold your money. Then we need to have a discussion on, well, what do we want the money to buy? And that's where we begin to talk about stocks, about different funds that are out there. Maybe it's bonds. We talk about risk tolerance, figuring out where you are in all of this. How much safe money do you have to the side so that we can be more growth oriented? A lot of really good questions and opportunities that are out there right now if we can just sit down and talk. So I'm going to encourage you, whether you are of the mindset of, Crystal, I'm not able to take advantage of the market being on sale right now. I got to feed my babies, which you need to. I got to keep my lights on, keep the heat in the house, especially here in New York where it was snowing this week in April. You want to be able to make sure you're paying your bills? That's fine. I still think you should call us because when things begin to change, you need to have a plan so that you can implement the plan. I have found many times in life, you want to start planning where you want to go, and then the resources start coming in. We start showing ways that we can create wealth. So I would encourage you to call, or if you are in the place where you say, Crystal, you know, I got a few extra bucks. I got that stimulus check. I had someone call the other day. I have the stimulus check, and I don't need it. What a great place to be in. And they said, and the market's on sale, wouldn't you say? And I said, well, yes, I would say that. So they said, okay, Crystal, well, then I'm going to send the check to your office. And we were able to help get it invested for them. So either way, I would encourage both sides of the coin to give me a call at 518-433-7181. Let's schedule a time to talk together, or you can talk with one of our other financial advisors. G3 is available to talk to you. My son, George Fifth, is available to talk to you. There's so many people on this Crystal Clear Finances team that are working diligently for our clients and helping you to have confidence for every financial decision. Well, I'm looking at the clock and realizing I got to close. I want to encourage you to give our office a call at 518-433-7181. I want to encourage you to take time, write down what are those earliest childhood memories, and make sure you're not tripping on them while now that you're an adult. And then again, join us next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence facing every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
Have confidence facing financial decisions. Learn the steps that are right for you. Visit crystalclearfinances.com or call 518-433-7181 today and schedule a free initial conversation. Discover the strategy that is right for you and reach your financial goals. Crystal Langdon is a certified financial planner, investment advisor, qualified kingdom advisor, and a member of the Christian Financial Planner Network. Tune in next Saturday morning for more Crystal Clear Finances. Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and Crystal Clear Finances Incorporated are independent entities. The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy.